It's another Jubal phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi there. Is this a Thompson residence?
Yes, this is.
Hi, my name is Ethan Weiner, and I'm calling from Elementary School. I was looking to speak with Daisy.
Oh, this is she?
I wanted to call and introduce myself. I'm the new vice principal of the school.
Oh, wow. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm just kind of calling around to all the families, welcoming everybody to the new school year that's coming up. Your daughter Rachel's going to be with us, right?
Yeah, she's been there since she's a little girl and going into fifth grade.
That's awesome. I've been here a long time. I feel like I've been here since I was a little girl. Just kidding. So anyway, just to let you know, bell times will be the same as last year, and the only change is really going to be the uniforms, which you probably heard about from the school email that was sent out last week, right?
No, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. Well, if you didn't see the email, we had the students fill out a survey at the end of last year, and the main thing that they said they were unhappy with was the school uniforms, so we decided to make a few changes.
What kind of changes?
Well, the skirts this year will be made out of a different material, and they're going to be a tad bit shorter.
Oh, how much shorter?
Well, like I said, we let the kids vote on it, and they voted for leather miniskirts. So the shipment just came in the other day.
Wait, did you say leather?
Yeah, leather miniskirts. That's what the kids wanted. And I don't think they look half bad.
You understand the kids are like 9 and 10, right? I mean, it just, yeah, they...
You know what? I know where you're going with this, and that surprised me, too, that they had that much fashion sense. I figured they would have been jeans or shorts or something, but they want to wear miniskirts. It's crazy.
No, that's not what I was saying. And my fifth-grade daughter is not going to be wearing leather miniskirts to school.
Well, if she's going to go to school here, the uniform is mandatory, so...
Okay, this is the first that I'm hearing about this, and I'm not happy about it.
Well, we sent out an email to all the parents, and yeah, the kids voted on it. This is what they want. They wanted a change in the footwear, and they wanted some miniskirts. So.
Footwear? I don't know anything about this either. I never got an email.
Well, we're loosening up the standards on footwear, so when you talk with Rachel, please tell her that if she wants to wear high heels or pumps with her miniskirt, perfectly fine.
No. Hmm? This is not... Okay. You're making her dress like a hooker.
Well, first of all, no, I'm not. If you've ever had any experience with them, you would know how they dress, and it's not like that. And secondly...
Oh, so you've had experience with hookers? I mean, what kind of vice principal are you?
You know what? We're losing our focus right now. We need to focus on the uniforms, and this is what the kids wanted.
You're turning them into little hookers and pimps or whatever.
Okay. I have officially kind of reached my limit with something. The stereotyping. They don't look like hookers, and I will have you know that some of my best friends are pimps, and they are great people, so please...
Oh, great. The new vice principal hangs out with hookers and pimps. Thanks for making it really clear to me, okay?
Another fact that you've got wrong, not hangs out with, was raised by. I come from a long family of hookers and pimps, and I kind of went astray and went into education and stuff, but I will have you know they are great people.
You were raised by hookers and pimps?
Yes. I should have been a fourth generation pimp, but I was like, you know what? No, I want to educate the children.
You know what? You are not going to be the new vice principal if I have anything to say about it, okay? I will pull my daughter out of this school if I have to.
You are out of pocket right now talking to a player like that. I'm the dog, you're the cat.
What?
I said you are out of pocket right now, woman.
I have no idea what you're saying. Is your inner pimp coming out right now?
I will have you know I've been educating kids since I was ankle low to a centipede's toe. Don't you ever talk to a player
okay,
like that.
You know what?
Stay in your lane.
I'm not listening to you. I'm an educated woman. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know
about.
My pimp hand is strong. Could win championships in ping pong. That's how strong my pimp hand is.
Stop talking like that.
Strongest pimp hand in the biz.
You're making a mockery out of this, okay? You're the vice principal. You're acting like a child.
I am so embarrassed. Old habits die hard, I guess. Sorry about that.
Not funny. No, this is not funny. This is really serious. I am taking my daughter out of the school, okay?
I am mortified. I am very embarrassed. That was a little bit of my old pimp speak, but also this is a prank phone call, so I should let you know that too. I am so embarrassed.
What are you talking about?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your friend Rochelle set you up.
Oh, Rochelle?
Yes. She told me that school was coming up and wanted to play a prank on you about it. Do you really think a man who was raised by pimps was your kid's new principal?
Oh, my God. You caught me on the leather skirts and the pimp talk.
All right. You out of pocket again.
Oh, my God. Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Call now to win $500.
1-866-MOVIN-9.